share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. What would you do if you were asked to wash your own dishes at a wedding? After blowing their wedding budget on a gorgeous and expensive venue, the bride and groom made their wedding guests wash their own dishes. According to the India Times, one of the wedding guests were shocked to learn that she and 9 other guests at the wedding would be responsible for cleaning filthy dishes after the bride and groom failed to hire someone to do so. For illustration purposes only, the bride, a relative of mine, and groom have gone all out, renting a gorgeous and expensive venue for their wedding. Beautiful ceremony, lovely pictures, etc. The buffet line and tables have been set up on the screened porch of the building, wrote the woman on Reddit. But washing their own dishes wasn't the only thing the bride and groom skimped on. Food wasn't enough to feed all guests. They wanted a certain opulence, so they purchased top-of-the-line ingredients, good cuts of meat, artisan breads and cheeses, etc. Which meant they ended up with only enough to feed about 3/4 of the guests. The rest went hungry, she wrote. For illustration purposes only, she tells us we need to wash them. Some of the guests were then asked to wash the plates since a majority of the couple's wedding budget was on the venue and the bride's lovely couture gown. The maid of honor starts coming around and asking some of us to come with her into the kitchen. We go. There is no AC, so this kitchen is about a zillion degrees. She shows us stacks of plates and cups and then tells us we need to wash them. The soon-to-be Mr. and Mrs. had opted for self-catering to save money, but that came with its own set of conditions. Apparently part of self-catering is you rent the dishes and glassware, and if they aren't returned clean at the end of the evening you lose your deposit. But since the bride and groom are pinching pennies at this point, they haven't hired anyone to clean up. So I and about 9 other guests spend most of the reception in the kitchen, elbow deep in soap and water, she added in the post. They missed the first dance and the cake cutting because they were washing the dishes, but it didn't matter because the bride and groom hadn't purchased enough cake for everyone anyway. The best part of all this is that after 3 years, the couple split up. The couple divorced 3 years later. I declined my invitation to the bride's second wedding. It's true that your wedding ceremony only happens once in a lifetime, but no wedding guest should be expected to be elbow deep in dishes when they're celebrating the union of you and your partner. How much would you spend on your wedding? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, seller ships item fast and safely but receives 3 stars for using too much plastic wrap. Source, frugal and thriving source, BBC News. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.